I'm Billy Henry. Keep us in mind for great holiday gift ideas. You can give subscriptions to our magazine, our same-day podcast, or both. You can even sponsor our program for a day in the name of a friend or loved one. Details at Stardate.org. Happy Holidays! Stardate, December 15th. Tycho Brahe, who was born 475 years ago this week in Denmark, was one of the most accomplished astronomers in history and one of the most colorful. On the professional side, he was a great night sky observer. Working before the invention of the telescope, he showed that a brilliant new star was far beyond Earth, for example, demonstrating that the heavens weren't unchanging, as most astronomers of the time believed. On the personal side, Tycho was larger than life. He was a descendant of several noble families and was stolen away by his uncle when he was only 2. In college, after a drunken argument over who was the best mathematician, he fought a sword duel with a cousin. He lost part of his nose and wore a false nose made of brass the rest of his life. In 1572, he became royal astronomer to the King of Sweden. The king gave him an island where Tycho built a major observatory and teaching center. But he quarreled with the locals, who objected to his heavy demands. After the king died, Tycho didn't get along well with the new king, so he left his island. He became imperial astronomer to the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II and set up a new observatory near Prague. During a royal banquet, Tycho refused to leave the table to relieve himself. That caused a serious bladder problem. Tycho died from that problem days later. One final episode in the life of one of astronomy's most colorful characters. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.